Chapter 2. The sun was out, the sky a hard winter blue, making a dazzling backdrop to the grey, flint castle that towered above them as they drove through the scatter of houses and a few shops in the village and the gleam of the river not far away. Anna, Freddy, and Ozzy the guinea pig arrived at Northbrook Castle just after lunch on December the 19th. Anna always had a last-minute panic if she were leaving for somewhere abroad, checking and rechecking that their passports and money were still in her bag where she'd put them, as though goblins might have stolen them in the night. At least she and Freddy were staying in their own country with their own currency and didn't need a passport. Freddy, who was so like his father with brown curly hair and blue eyes, was ecstatic when he saw the castle lording over them. "Will there be dungeons and perhaps a ghost?" he added, a trifle nervously. There probably were dungeons long ago when people called the Normans were here, if they took any ghosts with them, she said cheerfully, relieved they would be in the castle's self-contained, snug little flat, and Freddy would not get lost in the long corridors and masses of rooms and stairs in the rest of the castle. At least it wasn't raining as they arrived. The castle looked huge with its battlements and even, she pointed them out to Freddy, arrow slits.
"So they had bows and arrows," he said in wonder. "Will we see some?"
"They might have some old ones inside. We'll have to ask. And do you see the battlements?" She pointed upwards.
"So it's a real castle," Freddy breathed.
"Yes. I didn't see much of it when I came with Daisy, as it was raining, and when we left it was dark. But look up there, up on that mound. That stone building is very old, and it's called a keep. Remember the pictures in that book of castles I showed you?" They had reached the door of the flat, and she parked the car outside. She felt a rush of nerves and struggled to control them. Although she'd met Luke and Kathy, it was a bit daunting being here all alone with just Freddy. But it was too late to cry off now and let Philly and Sydney down. She glanced at herself in the driving mirror. She'd had highlights put in her light brown hair that touched her shoulders. She looked